I am the minister. What a thrill this week to once again see so many faces that were lightened, so many expressions of joy, so many. It's amazing to me how you can have funerals, and although we have within our hearts, we have losses in such an emotional time, still we have great joy in knowing that our loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord. I have no idea in my mind how people make it through such losses, such tragedies in their life without the love of God, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, His warmth, His kindness, His tenderness, His willingness to send God to send His Son to die for us. This is the key. This is the reason that we are here. In the second chapter here in Colossians, I want to read for you. And I'm going to start in the fourth verse. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. We have many things in our lives we hear that are persuasive words, but there is only one word of God. It's the Bible that sits open before me. It is the kingpin. It is the thing to rely upon, knowing that this is the inspired word of God. It is the solution for your heart and soul condition. The Bible is where we base our faith. This is God's love letter to a lost people. This is the story of Jesus. Not through persuasive words, but through truth. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Paul gives them a great compliment, complimenting how they have stayed strong in the faith, in the faith. Then the key is the sixth and seventh verse that I will read. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. If you looked in your little insert, one of the phrases is putting feet on your prayer. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. You can find the tie in these two simple verses here, a wonderful plan, how the apostle, through his encouragement, he was trying to get these people to understand what I call the growth process. Heavenly Father, I had a blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts and let us just simply enjoy your loving kindness and your wisdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This week I will have the opportunity to do something that I love doing. You may agree with it, you may disagree with it. There are many here to agree, there are many that disagree. I'm a hunter. I've been a hunter since I was just a young fella. It's a family thing that we do, and I look so forward to spending time with my brother. And each day we head out in the morning, and our challenge is to go to the top of the mountain. The top of the mountain's got a lot taller the older we get. It takes us a little more effort, a little more time to go to the top of that mountain. And so each day with great accomplishment, we actually, when we hit to the top, we take that Mill Mountain. And we're happy because usually we're sweating. We have all of our warm clothes on, carrying different apparatus guns. We get up there and we're sweating. We get, you know, sometimes I'll carry the gun, carry Paul, carry whatever we need to do to get to the top of that mountain. We don't do this by accident. You don't decide that you're going to climb a mountain and all of a sudden, oh, I just arrived here. No, you have to prepare. And it is a process of climbing the mountain. And I believe that our spiritual growth is a process. I believe in miracles. I believe that God can change anything, any circumstance in your life that He so decides to, just like that. I believe in miracles. But I also believe in a God who has given, through His wisdom and through His instruction, steps that you can place within your life so that you can start to live more and more abundantly in Him by making the proper decisions, by knowing that you are going to apply yourself to the principles that we find within His Word. And this is a very easy sermon to do, my folks, because I see it played out before me in this church, day after day, through episode after episode, the challenges that we have faced. And God has so miraculously allowed us to simply apply ourselves to do what we can for Him. He will bless it. Labor. Somebody's got to work. These things don't just happen. Churches don't just open and all the last. There is work involved in a church. There is work involved in the ministry. But more importantly, there is work involved in you following Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and living and walking that Christian walk. There is work involved. Somebody's got to work. There is stretching. That used to go a lot further, you, sir. Yeah, used to turn a lot more. There's stretching involved. There are things that you need to do that are going to kind of get you out of your little comfort area. You've got to stretch a little bit. I love it when something happens around a church or somebody you know has a need and you go to somebody, you talk to them and say, well, this is not really my thing. I'm a little out of my comfort space. And I go, that's wonderful. Because you might not try it all yourself. You might have to rely on God to help you. And I believe so many times that we are challenged to do things to stretch us out of our comfort area. You can call it thinking outside the box, or you can call it doing, we're trying something you've never tried before, or you just simply, you've never not chewed gum or fell asleep during a sermon, you know. So you're going to try to pray God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do everything on the shirt because it says I'm the minister. You have to stretch. You have to reach. There must be learning. Learning comes in so many different areas and comes in different ways. We have our Sunday school class here on Sunday morning. That is God's girls. You can say what you want to. You can call it. Everybody says, and we sometimes refer to as Miss Ruby's class. We call it, but let me tell you, that's God's girls. And God's girls come out of those doors, I believe, a lot more prepared for what life is all about than when they walk in. I believe that. I believe that there is learning. Knowledge must be consumed. You got to get into it. You have to hear it, and you have to have the willingness within your heart to apply that knowledge that you have heard within your life. Application of God's Word is the greatest step of you growing in your walk with Him. I have a hunting joke. I'm going to tell it to you afterwards. You'll probably be happy. You could have been just as happy if I did not tell it to you. This comes straight from Bill Butts next door. Now, how did he tell it here? Terry, you were around. He said they're trying to figure out, let's see, the minister and the priest, and we'll say a rabbi, I don't know, they're all hunting, and the deer jumps up, and they shoot the deer, and they're all worried. They all shoot at the same time. They can't figure out who shot the deer. And so they run over, and they go, oh, I'm sorry, I've got it all wrong now. It's the minister, the doctor, and somebody else. The doctor runs over. He does an inspection of the deer. He says, I know without a shadow of a doubt it's the minister who shot the deer. How can you know that? He says, it's very simple. It went in one ear and out the other. And that's everything that minister says. Everything that preacher says goes in one ear and out the other. You got to apply what God has presented to you as knowledge within your life. You got to get focused. You have to the best of your ability, avoid those distractions. Years ago, and I'm gonna date myself because this is one of the movies that I actually enjoyed and watching when I saw and when I see, but watch it. I was just a youngster, I'd see it, oh, my eyes would get so big. I would watch Ben Hur. Anybody remember that? What that thing, old Charlton Heston, and he's, bless you, and he's never heard of that, Terry. I didn't think so, a little older than me. And it is said, and the story that I was told and read about is that when Charlton Heston, when they were filming the movie, they actually trained him to drive a chariot. You know the big scene, they're coming around? And he was having an absolutely difficult time, and he said, this is going to be a disaster. He quite couldn't get it how to do this, and so he went to the director, and the director's name was William Wyler, and he said, I am sorry. He says, I can barely stay on this thing. There is no way that I'm going to win the race. And the director told him and said, look, you just stay on it. It's my job to make sure that you win the race. And I believe in God's word. Our challenge a lot of times is just simply stay in it. Keep doing the things that God has laid upon your heart. Be consistent. Be accountable. I love it. I mean, you should be the person when you say you're going to be somewhere and you don't show up, they ought to send flowers. Really? That's the kind of person you ought to be. Because I know. That within my life, the more that I simply apply God's word, the more that I am into what He is trying to tell me and simply apply it on a day-to-day basis within my life, God will make a difference. God will make a difference. It's so many times it's how you look at things. This verse, it ends, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. There's a church choir, and they decided to have a car wash to raise funds because they wanted to go on this musical little competition trip and all. And the day of the car wash, it was beautiful. The sun was shining. Started out, oh, this is going to be a tremendous success. What happened? The clouds rolled in. The rain started to fall so heavily. What can we do? And then someone had an idea. She ran inside and she printed off a sign. And this is what the sign said. In big letters it says, we wash. Then it had a big arrow pointing straight up and it said, he rinses. You see how it works? It's not something that you've got a check-off list, no. Because it's something that God will touch you within your heart. He will move you. And my friends, I saw that this week. We finished singing yesterday. I was so tired. Whew. I had to put a little hanger in my shirt to keep my shoulders up walking around. But it was for the glory of God. And I saw peoples whose lives were touched. I sang with Brother Joe Klein yesterday, and boy, what a blessing, knowing what his week's been like. I sang with Brother Kevin, and I know what his I can imagine, only imagine, in his heart saying goodbye to his mom. And I saw people. I was able to see Pastor David and Pastor Luke sitting and just sharing. I saw the love of God. I saw the love of God in work. And I was thankful for that. There's nothing special in this sermon. The sermon is what I think a sermon should be. Should encourage you to look within. Should encourage you to be more anxious to find out what God has in store for you in your life. What He's going to allow you to do for Him. And if you have troubles, if you have struggles, it should encourage you to look to the Comforter, the one who will bring such simple warmth within your heart. I want to thank you again for being the church that you are, for allowing us to go from a week of funerals and lunches and celebration and ministry to saying hi to friends we haven't seen in a bit, to be able to come in as a family and just simply worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. I thank you. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house today. We've sung songs about the Master. We've heard prayer requests, Heavenly Father. You know our needs. You know our needs before we even stepped in this doors today. But Heavenly Father, you still instruct us to make those needs known unto you. We thank you for people who are willing to raise their hand and say, Heavenly Father, I need your help. We thank you for the praises. We thank you for everyone who took part in the service today. We encourage you as the emergency people are on their way to take care of that detail, Heavenly Father, be with them. We encourage you to just simply bring healing and help to those folks over in the Philippines, such devastation. Allow us to never be so callous and thoughtless enough not to take for granted all the good gifts that you've given us. Let us be thankful unto you. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. And let us take the joy of the Lord with us wherever we go. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Don't forget, coming up next week, right after the service, we will have